Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic dietary directives, the misconception that we're going to discuss today is the primary reason because of which the meat of dead animals is prohibited for Muslims. We know that this prohibition has been mentioned in the Quran, and the Quran says "Inna maharrama alaykum al-maita," which means that the meat of dead animals is prohibited. However, what is the reason for this prohibition? Now, most people who have determined the reason for this prohibition have gone on to say that the reason is this natural abhorrence or this natural disgust which a person has for dead meat or for the meat of a dead animal. And so therefore it is this disgust and this natural abhorrence and this natural hate which is the primary reason for this prohibition. Now, of course, this can go on and people can determine other reasons also. However, if we look at the guidance provided by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can say with reasonable surety that the reason for this prohibition is something different. And that is that if we are reasonably certain of the ascription to the Prophet vis-a-vis the saying which says that كُلَّذِي نَابِ مِنَ السَّبَابَ كُلَّذِي مَخْلَبِ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ, which signifies the fact that animals which have incisors or long teeth which they are used to cut open their prey, and similarly birds which have claws, again they are used for the purpose of hunting their prey, such animals are prohibited, the Prophet is reported to have said. Now, if this is correct, then one can easily say that the prohibition regarding animals primarily relates to this element of beastliness. When an animal cuts open its prey through its incisors or its claws, of course, it is exhibiting this beastliness, and because of this beastliness, that animal has been prohibited. Although the Quran has not referred to this hikmah or this underlying wisdom, but this saying of the Prophet clearly says so. So therefore, if we relate the saying of the Prophet to the prohibitions regarding animals which are mentioned in the Quran, we can safely say that it is primarily because of beastliness and savagery that these animals are prohibited. And similarly, the case of maitha or the meat of a dead animal is no different, because we know that even if that animal had been slaughtered in the proper way and that animal was originally allowed, for example, it was a goat or a camel, then in this dead form it is not allowed. If we reflect on this, and we also relate the element of beastliness to it, we can conclude by saying that this beastliness is found in that otherwise allowed dead animal because the blood is still found in that animal. When it is dead, that blood is still found in that animal. And we know that the correct way of zibh or sacrifice or animal slaughter is that we have to inflict a cut on the animal in such a way that it dies of blood loss. The blood is drained away. And this is primarily what slaughter says, the Islamic concept of slaughter says. So therefore, when it is not done in this way, then that animal is, if it is dead, then the blood which is found in that animal, the body of that animal, is still there. It is not drained out. And this gives an element of savageness or beastliness to that whole affair, and one should not consume that animal. If we consume that animal, it would be simply like eating blood or consuming blood. And of course, this is something which is totally against the norms of decency, and it would be counted among beastliness and savagery. And so therefore, we can say, if we consider this saying of the Prophet, that it is primarily the beastliness of consuming blood of that dead animal because of which it is prohibited, and it is not this natural abhorrence which one has or maybe some other reason which human intellect can come up with. If we rely on the guidance provided by the Prophet, we can say with reasonable certainty that when we eat dead animals, we actually consume the blood which is found in them, when of course which is not drained out. And animals which are allowed to us, even they are prohibited in this case. And if they were allowed to us, then they were allowed because the blood had to be drained away while slaughtering them. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ